This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Andy Mack, and I'm hoping to be speaking to Associate Professor Michael Walsh. Are you there, Michael?
I am indeed.
Oh,
yes,
thank
nice
Lord.
To talk to you.
Thanks. I'm
Hi,
not...
Andy.
Hi, I've been on Joy a long time, but I don't use the phone very often. Now, you are the Associate Dean and Associate Professor in Social Sciences at University of Canberra. Is that sort of correct?
That's correct.
Good.
Yeah, that is correct.
And we're chatting Spotify. Spotify has been in the news. It has been quite controversial. I might let you explain both sides of it, I think. Can you tell us, please start. A lot of our listeners use Spotify. No, there are some issues, some bigger issues have turned up recently. Please give us the whole gamut.
Yeah, well, no, thank you for the opportunity to talk about the research. Yeah. But yeah, I myself also use Spotify as well. So it's very interesting. Uh-huh. But in terms of actual criticisms, I mean, there's a range of criticisms that have been occurring over the last recent kind of period. There's criticisms around the kind of payment model for artists. There's also, there was a recent fake artist scandal where different artists were actually on the platform as well.
Yeah.
There's kind of issues around its content moderation process in terms of its podcast, if you remember during COVID. And then there's also things around the AI-made elements of music that also have been appearing up on the actual streaming service as well. And, and all of these things have been kind of percolating away and constant kind of nibbing at the criticism of, I guess, Spotify and its dominance of the music streaming kind of, platform. So it is quite interesting when we think about that. And yet it's really one of the most, well, this is the most dominant kind of streaming service when we compare it to other providers across the whole kind of globe.
Yeah.
Its closest rival is YouTube Music, and then the Chinese-domiciled Tencent Music. But it has almost 700 million active monthly users.
Wow.
And that actually equates to about 1 in 12 people are regular Spotify users. So
that's
a statistic that we once, that we heard last week when we were just kind of doing the background for this piece. It has a lot of kind of touch points across the whole globe, which is really quite interesting.
Yeah, so you're saying 1 in 12 across the globe, but obviously for people aged 15 to 35 in Western countries, it must be, like, 9 out of 10, I don't know what it is, but quite very high, like ridiculously high.
Yeah, it's saturation amongst younger people is absolutely high.
Yep.
And it's certainly, I think, a real key kind of component to it. There are interesting kind of differentiations, though, in different parts of the globe. The US also has quite strong presence of Apple Music and Amazon as well. And in Australia, we have kind of similar, Amazon as well as another service. But yeah, so I mean, all of these providers, I think, are quite interesting. But Spotify has really kept up its kind of market lead in terms of its dominance.
Yep.
But what's really interesting about all of this is actually it still only has just recently generated a profit
on
its actual business processes. And so this is one of the interesting things about, I think, this streaming context is that despite its dominance, despite its saturation across the globe, it still has only just recently generated a profit in 2024.
I guess many of the other really big online things also aren't really making money at this point. But Spotify, given it's been so successful and it's paying artists so little, you'd think, I just assume they'd be making billions upon billions of dollars. So that does surprise me. It's come into extra focus in the news and on the internet recently about their CEO's investing. Maybe you can speak about that a little.
Well, I mean, that was reported by, I think, the BBC and others who indicated that Daniel Ek, who was he's actually recently announced that he'll be stepping down and going to the chairman of the kind of executive chairman rather than being the chief executive officer after two decades.
Mm-hmm.
But he's been kind of criticised quite actively, I think, on social media and other contexts for investing quite a lot of euros in AI companies that are kind of investing in military hardware, essentially.
Wow.
So it's quite interesting where the AI kind of dimensions that touch upon streaming are now also being, there's a kind of connection here with the use of disinvestment going into AI military companies.
Wow.
Helsing is the company in particular.
Okay.
And that's actually caused a few artists to suggest that they, yeah, take their music off the platform, which is, again, quite interesting.
Okay.
Because they don't want to be associated with that kind of investment.
Practice. Now, we are Joy, obviously, and we are chatting to Associate Professor Michael Walsh about Spotify. Now, Michael, so there are these challenges with Spotify. Some artists and some members of the public are removing themselves, are boycotting Spotify. How much impact is that having, and how powerful could that, do you see that could be?
Well, I mean, when you look at the actual numbers at the top level, it's not having a material impact because streaming is actually increasing in terms of its market domination.
Mm-hmm.
But nonetheless, it's when you interview people and talk about their kind of uses of these services, there's always a qualification. And whether it be about kind of the actual ethical components of the streaming platform, or whether it be even kind of user experience and the ways in which they've been doing certain things to kind of, share your listening habits with your Facebook friends or your Instagram friends or your TikTok friends. There's all of these criticisms that I think a lot of users actually also experience and feel when they actually do engage with the service, which is quite interesting when you look at it from that perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I guess interesting as we look ahead and see where this is going to end up. It's hard to see things going on without Spotify, but the poor old musicians, I can't see how they can make a living. So many things are against them these days, and Spotify's one of the worst.
Absolutely, yeah, and this is a kind of one of the criticisms that a lot of users, even though they do use the service, talk about that consciousness of it having an impact upon musicians and artists that are doing it tough as well. But it is this whole thing, the ecosystem of, I guess, the streaming platform, because it's really inserted itself in between, I suppose, the user, the record label, and then the artist. And so we have another kind of a point of kind of a player in this space when we have a streaming service.
Yeah.
And so this is kind of why the artist is being pinched in some respects, because it adds another kind of component to the distribution of capital that flows out of any kind of music creation.
And obviously the public hasn't said, I'll pay the higher Spotify service thing, which will give more to the artist. We're sticking to the cheap one.
The majority of users are the ad-supported rather than active premium provided services. So absolutely, that tends to be the case.
Anyway, Michael, thank you very much. That's really interesting. We need to go now, but we will chat to you another time on Joy Drive.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.